store for official Mizzou and SEC clothing, gifts, and tailgate essentials. From game day fashion to Mizzou collectibles, the Mizzou store has something for every member of the family. The Mizzou store is open daily in Chesterfield Commons at Boone's Crossing, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 8, and on Sunday from 11 till 6 p.m. The Mizzou store, official Tiger Outfitters since 1899. Call them at 636-730-3100. TheMizzouStore.com.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat, and that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Crossed over.
Oh. Not very flattering.
No.
I'll be rich as
I guess what women want to hear.
Gold dust at my feet.
Gold dust at my feet.
On sunny side of the street.
Ever have a day when you're in a pretty good mood, and then like one thing that somebody says just ruins it? It happened a while ago. Yeah. I'll tell you who it was.
It was.
It's the meanest guy that works here, that McGraw in the morning. The guy's mean.
Yeah.
I was in a really good mood. I'm back in the kitchen. And our chief engineer is Mike Breitenstein. For those of you who don't know what a chief engineer is, it's not like a train engineer. He might work on a train. I don't know. But he looks like he could.
Yes.
But here it means you unplug and plug stuff in, and if something breaks, you reconnect it.
Right. You say a lot of long words that nobody else knows what you're talking about. Oh, I got to fix the conjobulator
and the oscillator, a triangulator is not working. You say, well, this is going to take about 4 days. Well, maybe it takes 10 minutes.
I got to go over.
How do we know?
I got to go to the transmitter and get the pacemakers over.
I'm going to have to take a flight to California and pick this part up because we need it immediately. So we don't know. And I just said to him, we mentioned a couple of other radio engineers. I said, you know, you engineers are all like a bunch of people.
Right.
And then.
Did he agree with that statement?
Yeah, he did. But this McGraw says, nobody's weirder than you are to me.
Whoa.
He said, the scale starts and ends with frank opinion on the weird scale.
Yeah.
That cut. It cut, like, to the quick.
He doesn't even know you, does he?
I just met him this morning.
Yeah.
Why can he say that? Huh. So I was in a great mood. There is one other thing that put me in a bad mood today, and I'd like to throw this out to other married men, or even men who just have a girlfriend. You don't have to be married. Am I the only one who has a partner, in this case wife, who just seems to never answer her cell phone? You know, she has so little responsibility. All she really has to do,
and call.
I lost it today. It seems like the only time I really yell at her anymore is over the phone, because I'll call and I'll call and I'll call and no answer. And then when I finally get her, I go, what's about time? It's been 3 hours I've been trying to call you. It was in my purse on vibrate. Well, don't put it in your purse on vibrate. We've been over this 100 times, 500 times. Don't put it in your purse on vibrate.
Especially
when you put it in your purse, immediately turn it. If we go in the theater,
we're in a business where you have to keep your phone on vibrate. But
she's not
otherwise.
In
no, she's
any
not.
Business. And when we go into a theater, 9 times out of 10, I have to say, "Is your phone off?" Then there's that scramble to the purse. Oh yeah, I was just getting ready to do it. You know, that's always the answer. I was just, you didn't have to say that. I was getting ready to do it. No, you aren't. It would have gone off during the movie. But to not answer. And I have another friend who says his wife is the same way.
Do you think she sees it's you calling? And
you know what? That could be it.
Hmm.
But and I have a buddy. He said his wife does this exactly the same way. It's so irritating.
Tony on the line said, oh, my God, thank you for mentioning that.
Well, let's talk to Tony because this is a bigger problem than a lot of people want to talk about. Hello, Tony.
Oh, thank you for bringing this up on the air. Here's an example. One wife, two daughters, they all have cell phones. They're riding together in the same car coming home one day. I call everyone. They don't answer.
No.
Oh, I have to do that sometimes with my...
My wife will never answer my calls. She never answers a text.
But her response to me, though, is always one that makes it sound like it's the phone's fault. Like she says, well, it was on vibrate. Well, you put it on vibrate. Or she'll say, the ringer volume was way down low and I couldn't hear it. Well, then why was it low? When you're getting in the car, or you're leaving the house, look at your phone and go, what should it be on right now in case my husband, who could die of a massive heart attack any minute because of the stress that I've inflicted on him, needed me or the hospital call. I told her today, I said, you know, one of these days, you're going to finally return a call, and you're going to see it was the hospital. You go, oh, I'm sorry, I had my phone off. What is it? And they're going to say, your husband died 5 hours ago.
Oh.
We tried to get a hold of you.
I will leave her a message. Don't bother answering the phone. I'm dead on the side of the highway.
That's a good one. It won't change anything, though.
Bring it up. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you, Tommy. Hallelujah. And she'll say, okay, you've made your point. I said, but I've made my point for the 500th time. We have been over this and over it and over it. You have a phone, okay? Answer it. Just answer. That's all you have to do. Just answer it. I love the one, too, where, well, I couldn't hear it because... I was in the hair salon place or whatever, or on the treadmill. Well, how about as soon as you get off, look at your phone. Look at it.
Right.
See if somebody might be looking for you. Somebody that, oh, I don't know, might be important like me. I might need something. You know what they're afraid? You're going to need SEX. That's what,
right.
That's what they're afraid it's going to be about. Yeah, let me talk to Craig. Hello, Craig.
Hey, Frank, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. Frank, you just described my wife.
This is a bigger problem than we realized.
No, I will admit she will answer a text occasionally, but, same excuse. Well, it was in my car, in my purse, and I didn't hear it, or it vibrated. So it drives me out of my mind.
I'll bet you she notices if Nordstrom shoots her a text for a sale for purses and shoes.
Yeah.
I'll bet she sees that thing.
She sure would.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I'm not alone.
Yeah, me too. Thanks.
Thank you, Craig.
I guess it's a woman thing because they don't keep it in their pocket. Even if you had it on vibrate, men will feel it because it's in their pocket, not in a purse that you're...
Don't have it on vibrate.
Right, right.
Have it ringing
loudly. There's no excuse.
And that's another thing, this purse business. Does Angela ever try to get something out of her purse and can't find it because of the 800 other things in there?
Oh, no, the best is if you say, hey, do you have something? Oh, it's in my purse. Just go ahead and get it.
Yeah,
it's
good luck.
No, forget it. I can't even look
through
a purse.
Digging everything out of there.
I tried to get her car keys the other day because I was going to take her car and go somewhere. It's in my purse. Well, I opened the purse. There's 900 items. And by the way, 16 compartments. There's an inside pocket and an inside zipper and an outside zipper and an outside Velcro strap. And where do you start? You open the main part of the purse, no key. So then I have to start like I'm on some kind of hunt. I have to figure out, guess which compartment my keys are. I don't want to do all that.
You almost have to just jab your hand down to the bottom and start scooping.
Or just turn the thing upside down and dump it out on the table.
I usually just take the purse over to them. Here you go.
Well, that's what you end up having to do.
Yeah.
And then, of course, when I go, I cannot find the key, then she'll walk up
right
and pull them right out and go, if there's a snake, it would have bitten you. You know, one of those dumb lines. Here's Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hey, guys. Frank, you got my blood pressure through the roof just talking about this stuff. I think my wife and your wife are cut from the same cloth. I swear, you're saying is like, I'm living it in my mind right now, and I'm like, I'm probably going to have to deal with all three of these situations when I get home tonight.
But they act like if I make a big deal out of it, and I do, and I raise my voice, and that because it's very frustrating, then I'm the bad guy.
You know,
they act like I'm blowing this out of
her.
I'm sorry?
I'll call her, and she says, oh, was it an emergency? I said, no, I've been trying to call you for 5 hours. Why? Just answer the phone.
Yeah, it's a simple thing. Answer the phone. But they can never, here's what they never say. Oh, man, I don't know what's wrong with me. I am so sorry. I really do this all the time, don't I? I don't know. I've got to find a way to fix this and stuff. They never say that. It's just some excuse. Well, it wasn't that. Well, what was it you wanted? And then when you tell them, and that's it? And you're making a big... It's not about that. It's about that time I may really need help. I need you. I need something, and you're not going to answer.
Because, yeah, and then when they try to get a hold of you and you don't answer on the first ring, it's the end of the world.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's a different deal. But that never happens because I actually answer my phone.
Yeah, I carry my cell phone on me, so.
Yeah,
my wife, yeah, she leaves it. It's in my purse. I'm like, so tired of hearing that.
I know, yeah. And which of your 500 purses is it in? Ben,
yeah,
thank
you. I'm going to go get a drink.
Okay,
so.
Good. Have one for me, Ben.
All right.
Thank you. See, this is the kind of thing... when you get married, you never, ever think about these scenarios.
No, you're
all
not
you
trained
think
for
about
this.
Is,
right.
We're going to be able to have a decent place to live. Can we each have a car? We have a. You don't get into this this day-to-day irritating. You know, I've heard people that couldn't get along and actually got divorced over things like how somebody squeezed the toothpaste. I don't care how she squeezes toothpaste. She has her own toothpaste. I don't care how she does that. This is different. This is, and I don't want to hear the, well, you know, thank goodness, what if it was back when we didn't have a cell? Well, when we didn't have them, this wasn't an issue.
Right.
There was no phone to not answer because you didn't have one. Let's talk to Larry. Hello, Larry.
Hey, Frank, I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you very much, Larry.
Hallelujah. And, Frank, I hope you're not holding your breath for that word, sorry, out of her.
Not
because
happen.
It's not in their vocabulary unless they're talking about you.
Yeah, sorry, followed
that's
by, I married
happen.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I have a wife. I have two daughters. I can call them all right now, and none of them will answer the phone. None of them.
And is it because they see it's you?
I get a text from my wife, and in the middle of texting her back, she's calling me. Why didn't she answer me? I'm trying to.
But if her girlfriend called her or sent her a text about
Christ,
a handbag sale.
She's on the phone, on Facebook, on Words with Friends, on this, on that. The phone's never out of her hand until I call.
Yeah.
Like I'm psychic.
I don't get it.
I think they're screening their calls.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
We're never going to figure this out, Larry.
Frank, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Same to you. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
See, it's not just, look at these phones. It's not just me. No. We can't even handle it. It's about to melt the system here. I want to hear from a lady, and I'm assuming Jody, that would be a female. Hello, Jody.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. AM and the PM, as always.
Thank you, Jody.
Hallelujah. All right. I want to give a perspective from a woman's point.
Okay. Go ahead.
Always, your phone's on vibrate.
Okay.
And there's a reason for that.
Is it sexual?
Could be.
Could be. Okay.
However.
And there's always a however in life.
Well, it just could be.
Yeah.
But if you want to get her attention, then just text her. Don't call.
No, that doesn't work. The text thing doesn't work either. You can text and just, if it's on vibrate, I can see the text. It's not going to work either. And, Jody, I know who you are. How's the other Jody doing?
We're good.
And let me tell you this. Over half the people on the trip said, where are the Jodys? They missed you.
I know, but we just couldn't make it this year, but
that's all right.
We'll do it again next year.
You get a pass. You've been on about 12. Jody, a pleasure.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. See, she didn't have that wasn't an acceptable response. Sometimes they're on vibrate. It's a sexual thing.
Yeah.
Well, that just means it's even worse. Now the phone is the husband replacement.
Right.
We bring Mark in here. Hello, Mark. Mark?
Hey there. How are you? Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Hear you clearly.
Okay, great. Sorry, yeah. I was just going to say, it's interesting how it's all men calling in to complain about the women, and then Jody called in. But also, when my wife is out with my two daughters, no one answers when I call. I send a text message to all three of them, because surely one of the three will hear it. But the best way you can get to make sure your wife has the phone turned off or on vibrate, don't say a word, and I love doing this. When we go to church or a movie or she's in a meeting, I always call her cell phone.
Ooh, to embarrass her.
And if it's on, you'll know for sure in a heartbeat, and she'll never leave it on again.
Well, this is not about leaving it on. This issue is about not answering the phone when you're driving in the car. But either what you're saying, that theater thing, this is one aspect where they don't seem to get it. And at least there's a good way, once you've really been embarrassed in a funeral or a church or whatever, you're less likely to forget it again.
Right. And like you said, what good is the phone if you have it and you won't answer it in 3 or 4 hours or you don't hear it, you know? What if it's an emergency?
I might as well go back to 1960.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, Mark, thank you.
Have a great day. Bye.
Now, here's the other thing that, and I'll bet you I'm not the only one that gets this either. My wife doesn't begin to understand the difference between internet, cellular, direct TV. She doesn't have any idea. She said to me today, she says, well, maybe one of the reasons that I didn't hear it ringing. She left it in the car. That was one of the times I called. She said it was in the car and I had stepped into a building. And I said, well, you know, they're portable. The cell phones are portable. You can take them with you. Well, I didn't take it with me. My battery was low, and I didn't think it would pick up a signal. I said battery strength has nothing to do. No, you can have 10% battery charge, and the signal says it. Then she said, one night we're sitting there, and it was a storm. And when you have Dish or Dish Network or DirecTV, if it's really thick, if the clouds are really thick, you don't get TV reception. That's the only downside to the Dish, but it's rare, and it has to be a really heavy storm with thick clouds. One night we're sitting there, and the TV starts pixelating, and the picture went out, and she said something like, oh, now we can't use our cell phones either. She thinks they're all on the same thing. Let me see. Carrie. I want to hear from Carrie. Hello, Carrie.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Okay, so this is really a bigger picture, and what we're not applying here is that we should start from the position that we are always wrong, and that's called oppositional defiance disorder.
Listen to this guy, like a psychologist.
Yeah, you're always wrong. The sky is blue. No, it's not. It's more of a purpley.
Yeah, light purpley.
Okay?
Yeah, so
every time that you say something that you should have done it and they already should have answered it, we all know it, and it doesn't work the same way backwards to us, it's oppositional defiance disorder.
You call your wife for 3 hours and she doesn't answer the phone. You should say, I realized after 3 hours how intrusive I was being, and I'm so sorry that I interrupted your day by calling.
Absolutely. Because somehow or another, you did something wrong that you couldn't get a hold of her. I mean, that's the problem.
Yeah. The other thing they do, thank you, Carrie. The other thing they do is they then sort of spin it that you're spying on them. Like if they don't answer with, well, what'd you think I was doing? You think I was out with my boyfriend?
Checking up on
me. You don't trust me?
Now, he wouldn't be your boyfriend for very long after he tried to call you 6 times. You didn't answer the phone.
Yeah.
And I think they would call.
He answers his calls.
Call the boyfriend back. Rodney, how are you?
Hey, Frank, this is Rodney. I'm AM and the PM.
Rodney, we're thrilled to have you. What can we do for you?
You know, the thing that galls me with my wife and her cell phone is she's had a cell phone for at least 5 years, but she never, ever turns it on.
And I said,
why don't you turn the thing on? I'm saving money. Leave me alone.
Saving money?
Wait a minute. you only incur costs if you use the damn thing.
But this goes back to the not understanding the cell system.
Right.
She might actually think that if it's on, it's somehow using cell time.
Using minutes or money. Yeah.
Just because it's on. Rodney. Man, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry you have to go through that.
Hey, and it's gotten worse, you know. But she always wants the most up-to-date cell phone available.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Why
am I paying all this money if you never turn it off?
No, that's a good one. Rodney, thank you. And we used to have, I think it was my mother-in-law. I don't remember. It was either my parents or her parents, something. We got them a cell phone, and they would never remember to plug it in, charge it. So it was always dead.
Mm-hmm.
It was always dead. And then when they would do it, they'd just run out again. They'd forget to you have to, at night, plug it in. Got a lot of calls here. Let's get Jim, then we'll take a break. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys, I am in the PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. Okay, we all know who she is. She calls or texts, and I immediately call or text back, and she doesn't reply either way.
Oh, I've had that happen, too, before.
It's my
you're like, what? You just had the phone a second ago.
Oh, no. I know. Here, this is what happened today. She calls me today. And sometimes as you hang up, you go, oh, I forgot to ask her something. You call back. No answer.
Yeah.
No answer. Because even though she just used it, it went right in the purse on vibrate.
So hey, how much snow are we getting? Any word?
Where are you? Oh, you mean in the forecast?
Yeah, in New City.
I think it's virtually nothing. I think that's flurries, and that's pretty much all.
Yeah,
I haven't seen a forecast that mentioned anything worth mentioning.
Okay, well, stay warm, guys.
All right, thank you, Jim. All right, we have to take a break here. Norm, feel free to call me any day. Norm was on the trip with us, and he's a walking good feet, literally walking good feet testimonial, because he was telling me his good feet story. It was a great story, and it's exactly the kind of story that I love to share with people on the air, because I still maintain the best advertising for any product or service is when just people, your neighbors, your friends, fellow listeners, tell their stories, because they're not paid to endorse anything. There's nothing in it for them. They've already bought the product, and it's pretty powerful stuff. And I get it all the time in emails from people. I get emails from people. I've only had, in the whole time Goodfeet's been on here, I think I've had two negative emails. And they were both from people who were surprised at the cost of the Goodfeet inserts. So to help you avoid any sticker shock, if you're under the impression that Goodfeet art supports or inserts are in the same price category as Dr. What's-His-Name stuff is off the rack in Walgreens or some supermarket, I'll just tell you now, they're not. Because it's like a lot of other things. You get what you pay for. If you want the product that is most likely going to be the one to eliminate your pain, then you're not going to get that product for the price of the one that's least likely to eliminate the pain. And those are off-the-rack, cookie-cutter, sort of one-size-fits-all. In fact, some of them, it says on the pack, you take a scissors and cut them.
Oh, yeah, it says size 7 to 11.
Yeah, so you take the scissors and you cut it to fit your shoe. Well, my goodness, I mean, how custom to you and your problem can that be? So what Goodfeet has is a few hundred different configurations, some higher arch, some lower, some lean left, some lean right, some, without you even realizing it, shift your weight toward the front a little more or toward your heel a little more. It's so subtle, you don't really know what it is that it changed. You just know that when you put your foot down and take a step or two, you can tell a difference. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for pain relief for you in one visit to a Goodfeet store. If you don't find it, you tried. We tried. They tried the best we could. But it's amazing. It's amazing how many people find pain relief with one stop in a Goodfeet store. It could have been headaches, backaches, neck aches, knee pain. It doesn't always have to be foot pain, but that can be the source. Why don't you, if you suffer on a regular basis from pain in any of those areas, if there's any way it could be coming from your imbalance for an improper distribution of weight on your feet, give it a shot. 30-40 minutes, you'll know the answer. You don't need an appointment. There's a Goodfeet store on Olive just west of 270 across from Friday's. There's one in South County on Union Road across from Macy's, and a Goodfeet store in Shiloh, Illinois at Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. You can also go to goodfeetstlouis.com. The Goodfeet stores.
It's time to look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Looks like about the only problem we've got now is some fallen power cables that are between Big Bend and Berry Road at Woodhaven. It's got Big Bend blocked in the right lane. Also, you just have slow traffic now on westbound 70 between approaching the Earth City Expressway and the Blanchet Bridge. Everything else is still just busy. Southbound 270 from Manchester through Doherty Ferry. Same thing on northbound 170 between Scudder and Airport Road. This traffic report is brought to you by Dimetapp. This cold and flu season, choose Dimetapp to help your kids feel better. Fast, effective relief of cold, cough, and flu symptoms, plus a great, great taste. Breathe easier with Dimetapp. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show. Hey, Crew Carney here. I would listen to the program tonight, so I hope you do as well. We have landed the referee for the big game. That's right, the ref of Puppy Bowl. And we do what we can. Terry Krupa joins us for some Johnny Law, men's health stuff from Greg Steppen, and a lot more coming up on the broadcast. It begins at 9. We'll look for you then.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
When you want to know what the best product is, you ask an expert. So if you want to know why the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the best for you and your family, just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home, and they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
At Mr. B's Pool Center, you can choose from pools or you can choose from pools. And this time of year is the best time to check out, or because you'll save a lot of on both at Mr. B's Pool Center. If this kind of pool is on your mind, Mr. B's has an Embassy South Haven pool package for only $18.75. Hurry in because there's only five in stock. And if this kind of pool is on your mind, Mr. B's is having a closeout sale on pool tables for as little as $11.99. And if you want to have fun in the water sooner, check out the hot savings on Dreammaker Spas, offering the best spa value in the market. They're lightweight and don't require an expensive 220 line. Because they run on 110 volts and use kinetic energy to heat the water, they're the most energy efficient spas on the planet. All you have to do is plug, play, and relax. Mr. B's Pool Centers in South County on Concord Village Avenue near Lindbergh and Tesson Ferry, and in St. Peter's just off I-70 on Sue Mandy Drive. For more, go to mrbpools.com.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters with great news for all you West County appliance shoppers. Tired of driving up and down Manchester Road looking for the best deal on an appliance at the usual stores who claim to have the lowest prices when in reality they're all the same? Well, now things are about to change. Appliance Discounters has opened their fourth showroom in Baldwin Plaza, located next to the Club Fitness at 15425 Manchester Road. That's right. Now West County shoppers will see what other appliance shoppers in St. Charles, Webster Groves, and Arnold have found when purchasing an appliance at Appliance Discounters. Huge cash savings and the very best customer service. Inbox items, factory closeouts, or slightly blemished. Appliance Discounters buys GE appliances by the truckload and then passes the savings on to you. So if you're in the market for a brand new GE kitchen appliance or laundry product, stop by our newest and largest showroom and we'll prove to you how much money we can save you on your next appliance purchase. Great savings and hometown buying only at Appliance Discounters.
Is there anything better than sitting on your deck enjoying a nice iced tea and a burger? First, you need the deck. How's your deck holding up? Time for a new one? Time to redo the one you're sitting on? It's time to call Outdoor Living. Outdoor Living helped me with my deck and I cannot tell you how thrilled I am. Outdoor Living Inc. not only showed me all the different options, whether it's PVC, composite, vinyl wrapped, wood, but Outdoor Living has the largest showroom in St. Louis, 2,000 square feet of decking, so I figured out exactly what I wanted from the largest showroom in town. Fencing, decking, lights, pergolas, three-season, two-season porches, low maintenance. Check out their website, OutdoorLivingInc.com. That's OutdoorLivingInc.com. They'll build you the deck of your dreams, or they'll sell you the material, and you can build it yourself. 314-966-DECK or OutdoorLivingInc.com. You need a deck, a fence, lights, pergolas, whatever it is. You need an outdoor expert. You need OutdoorLivingInc.com.
What are you waiting for? Mortgage rates to go lower than 2.75? Don't miss this opportunity. Find out how much money you could be saving before it ends.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak Lending. It's as easy as picking up the phone and answering a few simple questions. And in about 10 minutes, you'll know just how low your mortgage payment could be. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak has fixed mortgage rates of 2.75%. That means real monthly savings. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
We do all the work. We'll get you closed in 30 days, and some programs don't even require an appraisal.
Take 10 minutes. Call 314-567-GOLD and lower your rate to 2.75.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
NMLS 1149-37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.588, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD.
When you want to know what the best product is, you ask an expert. So if you want to know why the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the best for you and your family, just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home, and they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
How many calls we had, and I never gave out the numbers. You folks must have memorized the number, but here they are if you want to jump in. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Congratulations to Mr. and Mr. Jim Neighbors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Gomer got married to his husband last week.
Shazam.
That's right. His partner. They need a new word. Besides partner. You know, partner is like domestic a cowboy. Partner. Howdy, partner.
Yeah.
That's like a macho cowboy thing.
Right. Why can't they just say husband?
Or just say boy mate or man mate. Or not partner. Partner is like pal or buddy or it's slap on the back kind of thing. But he's had the same male partner for 38 years. Gomer is 82. And his husband... And again, I don't know how you determine the husband or the wife. I don't know if this guy's his wife or his husband, but he's 64.
Wow.
So there's an 18-year...
Nice. Way to go, Jim.
Wow.
You treat me nice, and I'll treat you nice. You treat me mean, and I'll ignore you.
Now, those were their actual wedding vows.
Yes.
No, they wrote their own...
Yeah.
They wrote their own vows, and I thought it was beautiful when I heard it. A tear came to my eye.
Yeah.
Now, you can picture the minister and Mr. and Mr. Jim Neighbors together, and then Jim delivering his part of the vows. Here they are again.
You treat me nice, and I'll treat you nice. You treat me mean, and I'll ignore you.
Now, see, that's a beautiful... Let me tell you.
The very basic groundwork.
It's not only
for
basic, though.
It's marriage.
It's the way everyone should live their lives. Because you treat me nice, I'll treat you nice. You treat me mean, I'll ignore you. It's that turn the other cheek.
I'll ignore ye. It's the golden rule. Yeah, golden rule.
Mister and Mister Neighbors, congratulations. Here's Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hey, AM and PM.
Thank you.
The people that live next door to them are the neighbors' neighbors, I guess?
That's exactly what they are. Don't laugh at that, Mark.
Don't laugh
at anything Peon does. He'll start thinking he's funny. What can we do for you?
Well, I was just going to touch on the ladies. You guys said how they have so much stuff in the purse. I've done this with my wife a few times. We've gone somewhere, and I'll say, oh, here, can I put my car keys in your purse? And so it's like Satan was, you know, like, hell no, or heck no, that ain't happening. You know, they're real.
Oh yeah, they don't have room.
You can't put anything in there.
They don't have room for your stuff.
Right. Yeah, I don't have room for that.
No, I've had that happen. Oh, I don't know, 300 times. That's another common one.
Yeah.
Mark, thank you for the call.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and then everybody that's married gets this. You never listen when I tell you stuff. You never listen. Now you know what? You're right. I don't listen to your crap. I don't. Because it all just starts to sound like the same thing all the time. No, you're right. I didn't hear you. Hear a thing you said. I was thinking about fishing or anything but being here. This would be, it says B-Bill. What does that mean?
B-Bill.
That's Bill.
It's not B-Bill?
No, it's not
B-Bill. I like B-Bill.
It says B-Bill. Hey, Bill, how are you?
I'm well. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I'm looking for the problem solvers.
Well, then you're looking for us, because we are.
The problem solvers.
What's the problem?
Well, I watch TV, and, you know, you hear a lot of these talking about older married couples, people that have been married a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And you see all these commercials for, what do they want to call them, like Viagra?
Cialis.
Erectile dysfunction product. Yeah.
All right. My problem is, and I don't have that problem. I want to say that up front.
Sure you don't. Sure you don't.
But I wish I did. I see those guys on TV. I say, the lucky devil.
Yeah.
What do you do with the pills once you take it? They got to have a woman to relieve yourself after you get
No, you
well,
don't.
Where
do you find the women?
No, not if you're gym neighbors. You don't have to have a woman.
No, or if you're married.
Have your husband.
Yeah. Take care of yourself.
And if you don't have a woman or an outlet, don't take the pill. Let's just torture yourself. Why would you do that?
But I just look at those guys with the problem and I say, lucky devils. I wish I had that problem. I wouldn't worry about
you know,
anymore.
Bill, you know the one, and I think it's Cialis. I'm not sure, but I absolutely can't stand these. And what they do is it's the guy catching her off guard, and she doesn't know that he's watching her, and her headphones are on, and she's kind of dancing in the kitchen. And then there's some vomit-inducing line like, it's the little things that remind you why you love her so much.
Yeah.
And because she's dancing in the kitchen and doesn't know he's watching, now he gets a boner.
Yeah.
Well, they say there's 100 million or 10 million men have enjoyed taking those pills. That means there's got to be 10 million women out there that want to have sex. I don't believe it.
So let me ask you this. Are you married?
Forever.
Forever.
Now, is that a statement of commitment or of imprisonment?
Well, I'll put it this way. I didn't realize that when I said, till death do us part, I was setting a goal.
Yeah, you were hoping you'd die sooner. Well, Bill, I'm sorry for you. I can't relate because I have sex on a very regular basis. Oh, wait a minute. No, wait, yeah, I can relate. I was thinking of somebody else. Bill, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, the one is the gal dancing, and then there's another one where his wife is trying to put on a shoe or some jeans, and she's kind of hopping, and he's standing off smiling to the side, like, oh, that's one of the little things I love about her so much.
You're so cute.
I'm getting a boner just watching her hop up and down.
I like the one where they were, like, painting or something like that. They're rolling. What couple paints without arguing?
Well, yeah, and they're painting, and then all of a sudden the mood comes over him. Why?
Yeah.
Because you're painting?
Yeah.
And you're right. If it were realistic, he'd go, no, not that brush.
You're
you don't use
wrong.
That brush for the corner.
Yeah.
You're going to get it all over past the tape and on the molding. Well, let me do it. There's the
all
real
right,
commercial.
Well, you do it. Here.
And then in the real commercial, you go from him kind of being in the mood to...
They both,
yeah.
They both go to bed mad.
Screw you.
She completely ruins the mood because of the way she's painting wrong. This is Russ. Hello, Russ.
How you doing?
Doing great.
I'm AM in the PM, too.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. Hey, listen, I had the same problem a couple years back, and I actually asked her. I said, would you pay for something that you didn't or you couldn't use that didn't work for you? And
talking about the phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And she said, absolutely not. I said, let me ask you this. I have a real problem getting a hold of you on the phone. And she said, okay, well, I'm sorry. There's always a problem with that. And I said, okay, yeah, there's always a problem with that. Who's paying for it? Well, you are. And I said, why would I continue to pay for something that doesn't work?
They don't like that when you bring up I'm paying the bills thing. They don't like that.
No. I know. And that's the only thing that I've ever found that actually works or gets the message across is I just told her, I said, if I call you, it's not because I want to bother you. It's because I need to talk to you.
Yeah. You're not going to call just to go, hey, how's it going?
Right. Exactly. Well,
keep working at it.
That's my only suggestion for you.
All right, Russ. I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, I love that. Well, what do you think I'm out there doing? Well, you think it's not about what I think. Here's what I know you're not doing. You're not answering your phone.
Yeah.
Now, when we come back... After we do the news, we got a bunch of calls coming in. I should just take more of these calls. I love these calls. But I do want to tell you that later, and we brought this question up on the air years ago, and we've talked about it a couple of times. And the question is, where do all the dead birds go? Because there are not millions, but I think billions of birds.
Oh, it's the cats. Did you just hear that story today? Each house cat,
but look up
astronomical.
Look in the sky and look at a flock of birds. In the course of a day, look at how many birds. Now, I don't see that many cats running around outside for them to kill. And it's not just number ratio, number to number. It's to get to the bird, to kill it. That's a whole different thing. But apparently, wait till you hear the number every year that they say in the United States, the number of birds killed by cats, primarily, obviously, outdoor cats and feral cats, yeah. wild cats, because an indoor cat's not going to kill a bird.
No.
They don't go outside.
Yeah, we
have it's unbelievable. The number is unbelievable. And if it's true, you'd think that every other time you look outside, you'd see a cat killing a bird.
Right.
They'd have to keep up with the population.
They're stealth about it.
Eliminate the population. This is Lana. What a beautiful name. Hello, Lana.
Hi. I'm calling because I want to thank Johnny Londo for something he did for me 35 years ago. And it's a little late because I hear he's dead now.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I was sorry to hear that.
Well, that's okay. He's up in heaven listening. What do you want to thank him
well,
for?
Well, we had a car that broke down, and we were going to run it in a homecoming parade when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't find a car, and one of us, we were just teenagers, you know, like 10th grade, I don't know. And one of us happened to know somebody that worked there and went in and spoke to him, and he actually loaned us a car for crazy teenagers. He actually just said, "Here, take this one," and you know, we decorate. You know, you make the little roses, and we decorate it with McClure High School was what it was.
Right.
And we were in the parade, and it was very nice of it. I hope that it was returned.
I'll have to check. It
you
may never have been returned.
Yeah.
Was it a convertible?
No. It was one of those weird cars that has a T-top or had a...
Yeah, it's probably a Camaro or something.
I don't remember.
You know, it's funny. John mentioned me the other day. He said, there's something that's still puzzling the dealership to this day. He said, about 34 years ago, we loaned a car out, and we've never seen it since.
Yeah.
I think we may have just solved that problem.
And if he wants to narrow it down, my subtraction of two isn't that too good? But I believe it was 1971.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, and it would have been in the fall, I think, because mm-hmm. it was homecoming.
But you don't remember if anybody of the four of you returned it?
No, I have no idea. Huh. Somebody handed mm-hmm. me the keys, and I said, "Well, I can't drive. I don't have a license."
Mr. Londoff beyond generous, maybe borderline stupid to give four teenagers a car and go, "Here, have a great parade." Yeah, well, I can tell you this, that won't happen now with Junior. He won't even give me a car to drive. He's not going to give you one, so don't try it again.
Oh, well, too old to be doing that.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're AM and the PM. You're not too old for anything. Lana, thank you for the call.
Okay.
Well, is she drinking? She might have been drinking. If she was, fine. That's fine. She's at home. She's not driving. I do know a dealer that let an 18-year-old test drive a car, high-performance car, and they never saw it again.
Oh, yeah, I think,
And then, the salesman get chewed out because they had a policy that unless you're 20-whatever, five, you can't take a test drive by yourself. And I guess they were busy, and this kid, he was like Eddie Haskell. He put on a good front, so
right.
You know what, take it around the block. They never saw the car again. They finally did find it quite a while after
beat
that.
Up,
it was 3 months later. No, they buried it.
Oh!
They took a backhoe, and they buried the brand-new car underground. And it wasn't until an excavating team broke ground for some development or a mall or something, go, "Holy, hey, here's a new car." And yeah, they just, one of the kids knew a kid who worked construction, and after they burned the rubber off the tires and had fun with it, they just buried it.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a great story. American Equity Mortgage, here's another good story. Not same kind of story, but a good story. About 21 years ago, company opens for business called American Equity Mortgage. And they do what you'd expect them to do. They loan money to people who want to have houses. But then people start to realize that they can still do business with American Equity Mortgage even after you have the house that you wanted. You're a homeowner. You've done that. Now, why else would you need American Equity Mortgage? How about to borrow money on the equity in that house for other things? Say you want a new car. You want to write a check for it. you don't have car payments. You take the equity in your house, and you borrow the amount you need for the car, and you buy the car. Now, what's happened is the money you borrowed for the car has been borrowed at such a ridiculously low interest rate, because the mortgage industry, housing interest rates are, I mean, they're like 50, 60-year low. So that's the rate you get the vehicle for. And not only that, but that payment, which is now included in your house payment, that interest is more than likely going to be tax deductible too. So low rate, plus it's a tax deduction for the most part. It's beyond win-win. It's the smartest way you can borrow money. And American Equity Mortgage will show you how to do that if you're a homeowner. And real quickly, I've said this before, and it's still true, and it's going to be true, I think, for a while. I hope for a while. If you're renting and you don't have a home that you have to sell to get into another home, for goodness sakes, do whatever you have to do to go out and find yourself a house and stop paying rent and get American Equity Mortgage to get you a mortgage on that home. It is a buyer's market, a home buyer's market. It still is because of the prices that are still so low on new homes and because of these ridiculously low interest rates. Find out more. Go to AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
And it's time to see how traffic's moving right now with Tim Weiland. Tim?
Well, everything's moving pretty well. You just have the normal volume that's building. You do have slow traffic on southbound 141 between Big Bend and Marshall. We also have a report of an accident now at Clayton Road at Woods Mill. This traffic report brought to you by Dimetapp. This cold and flu season, choose Dimetapp to help your kids feel better. Fast, effective relief of cold, cough, and flu symptoms, plus a great, great taste. Breathe easier with Dimetapp. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, John, did you hear we weren't going to be on air?
We're off instead of being on?
Well, we are going to be on, but not this week.
The Inside Out Show will not be on the air this weekend.
How come we're not going to be on for Saturday?
Because they took the day off so they can listen to the Mizzou basketball game, which is on instead.
What is the name of this show?
The Inside Out Show.
That's good.
The Inside Out Show will be back Saturday, February 16th at 11 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS. KTRS St. Louis.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It has been a violent day across the South, especially in Georgia. Strong